من ريش خاف كان الأب غاصب من لاخا. Actually, it was dealing with it today with somebody who didn't sell the business before the Levaya, and now they have to deal with the fallout of perhaps losing customers. Fine. So Yud, Sif Yud, Emeshel Avol Hamaskarim Lacha. Since the Avol has animals rented out, Mutar Asaycha Lasisem Melacha. It's Mutar for the Asaycha to do Melacha. Given Shescharim Kaidem Shenasa Avol, since he rented them before he became an Avol. Sfiris Tanya and Sfiris is kind of Havin Shescharim, and they belong to the guy who rented them. Melacha Kolosim Yasfiris, but once that rental term ends, then it's also. It's a mutter for an avol to be makam malacha to do it after his avelus, meaning he could accept orders. As long as he doesn't weigh or measure, like he does other times. I mean, if somebody comes and says, you know, I'm going to do business with you, you say, okay, great, put in your order. If the ma'avil has malacha to be done by somebody else, meaning he gave in his shoes. Even Shiba Kablona, since the guy is getting paid by the job, the kibbalah the malacha kadem shenasa avol, and he accepted the malacha before he became an avol, gam hu betina bebeis shabala malacha, and it's also in tina, and it's being done in the person who's doing the work, lachain mutter loy lasaisa, in his house, it's mutter to be done because it was given before, and the guy's working on his own terms. He's not getting paid by the hour. If he'd be getting paid by the hour, then it would not be allowed. Similar to Hilchos Shabbos. Right, if you do kablanos, you're giving in dry cleaning stuff to a guy before Shabbos, as long as he's doing the dry cleaning in his own rishus, that's fine. You give him malachas binyan shel ha'avol, the binyan of actual construction, afilo ide akumu v'kablanos, even from a guy and kablanos u'makam rachak she'en Yisrael darim sham, even if it's far away and there's no yidden there, aser, it is aser. And the work on the field in the hands of others with kablonis, like we just said, you contract him and you're giving him a set amount of money. If it's planting and plowing, planting, reaping, it's and some say it's mutter, some it's asa. Right. So again, it's totally in what and how you structure the contract for the guy, how he works for you. Working, doing household work, that's not part of melacha. Believe it or not, it's mutter for a woman who's an avelus to bake and to cook and to do any household things, whatever she needs. But what she doesn't need is also a helper, meaning, let's say you had a helper that she became an avelus. She's allowed to do the work in the house. She can only do what the house needs to function. She can't do things that are going to make profits for the house. She can't leave the house like every other avol. Two store owners. That one of them became an avol. Noyelim chanusam. They lock up their store. That the shutav who's not an avol is not doing it in public. Avol yochalasis betzina b'soif beisay, but he could do a betzina in his house. Afilu be'esek ashutzis. Even with the asik of the shutvis, right? Meaning he could do it. He can't do it in public, but he can do it in private. But it's a avol very choshev, and everybody calls the business after his name. The avol has a chelik in it. Also, l'sheni lasis. It's also for the second one to do it. Even in his house. But if it's going to be a major loss if the other partner is not going to open the store. Yasa shel tzochem lahatir lachas shel shetiyon. If they have a shel tzochem, if it's mutter after 3 days. V'ayim ba'anogas ha'goin Rav Baruch Frankel. Fine. V'ayim b'sefer Birkei Yosef. These are big tumults. What to do with partnerships and the like. Fine. Simin reish test. This is rechisa sicha nilas asano tasha shamit uvoi chesse itzin. This is like from the hardest halachas for avelim to keep. Also, lichus kol gufa afilu b'tzayin in yalad. Wash your entire body, even with cold. Al upon of yodav ragla b'cham and also b'tzayin in mutter. But hands, feet, and face. In hot water, it's also. In cold water, it is mutter. Urechita b'cham and also kol shloishim. That's a little known halacha. Washing in hot water is also all 30 days. Afilu lachus harosh, even just to, you know, scrub the hair. Even to wash all body with cold and heal with tainug, if that's something that you enjoy, also call shloishim and sasar all 30 days. Vishal sar chafifa kaidem shakaidem tefila. But a woman who needs to do mikvah preparation with teres luchos v'chamin lachar shiva is mutter to wash in hot water after shiva. Leaning luishas levanim ayin leel. Fine. Says yeleda she'era la evil v'hi tricha luchos and a yeleda that became an oval and she needs to wash. Muteres gam b'sech shiva. Meaning, because she's a baby, she just had a baby. But on the first day, she shouldn't. If she doesn't need such a tzairach. If any issue is istinus, let's say somebody's an istinus. This is the $1 million one. He's an istinus. That if he's not going to wash, he's going to be in such pain and he's going to come to mental issues. Istinus doesn't mean, oh, I feel like I need a shower, so that's it. That's not an issue. Issue means he can have some serious mental health issues. Then he was allowed to wash. Somebody has like his hair is all tied up. Mutala, meaning because he hasn't showered. Mutala lach of Rosh Hashanah, then he could scrub his hair with hot water. Now that goes without saying that if the body's dirty, you're allowed to wash it. Also, loss gimel. Also, loss of chafilu kolshu. You're not allowed to smear anything, even the smallest amount in mechavan latainug. If the reason why you're smearing is for enjoyment, it's not allowed. Aval humu mechavan lahavar azuma. But if it's to remove smell, then it's mutter, which sounds like the urine would be okay. Because came b'shem refuah, kagon sheyesh chatotem b'roisha. But he has like cuts or whatever in his head, then of course he'll be allowed to. Talad misha takvu avalov. If somebody's avelus is overpowering him, which means she'ira l'shtei avelus zuach hazu, he lost, let's say, a mother, and then right at the end of the shift, he lost his father, then muta l'chus lai l'chus sonim because it's too overpowering. So then he's allowed to bathe with cold water after the first shiva. Hey, it's a nila sasan hu davka b'shel or. This thing that you're not allowed to wear sandals, that's only if it's leather. I shall beg it, I shall gemi, I shall say it, I shall ate. Mutter, but if it's made out of clothing or plastic or hair or wood, then it's mutter. The lay mikri minol ela shel or, because a shoe is only called leather. Minol shel eitz and mechufa or, let's say it's made out of wood, it's covered with leather, also it's also. Avisha oval also beneath with a sandal, but even though an oval cannot wear shoes, you come up with a biker, so also leak called sarki. Still can make the bracha that Hashem takes care of all my needs, which is referring to. You said including Vav, I think, right? So your letter is kol shloish and yom leledasa within 30 days. Muteres benivas sala she could wear shoes. Pain choyla ma she yesh a maka baragla choyla has a maka on his feet. Neishatina kosherlem because cold is difficult for them, so therefore they'll let have shoes. Now that goes without saying that nowadays that most shoes are not leather, so then really it's okay. Okay. That is it.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a fine night. We should be able to do this privately. All right, tag it on.